So on March 15th, 2019, the young people in Denver, Colorado are going to be striking. And what they're trying to do is make an international movement to show how important the climate crisis is in not only America, but globally. This strike is going on, I think, in like 40 countries across the world. We just want people who really care about the climate and taking care of our climate and our planet to show up in solidarity with our young people, who ultimately are going to have to deal with all of the repercussions for the actions that we have on the planet now. The strike itself has three demands. One is a reduction in greenhouse gas emissions in line with the October 2018 IPCC Special Report on Global Warming. Two, that global leaders come together and take action that ensures global warming remains under 1.5 degrees Celsius. And three, that U.S. leaders implement the Green New Deal and other legislative actions that help solve the climate crisis.
Are you asking youth to skip school or stop work?
So we're asking young people not to show up to school at all. We're asking them specifically to meet us at the different strike locations, which there's one specifically going on in Boulder, one in Denver, and one in Fort Collins.
And so what happens after Friday?
After the strike at the Capitol, we're actually putting together an open mic for the young people directly after. We're going to have food and stuff, so any people that need a place like that, like a safe place to go, we're going to provide that for them. I know that's not really like what you're asking, but I just wanted to throw that out there. Right now, we're currently working on getting a group of young people together to go into the Colorado State Capitol and visit with Governor Polis to make sure that these demands are being heard and to maybe hopefully discuss how these demands can be met and how Colorado can make sure that we're staying up to date and that we're staying vocal in the fight to save our planet and to make sure that our young people have a place to live for the next seven generations. These demands were not necessarily made by Indigenous peoples. At this point, all youth are standing behind this. We're not really saying that it's an Indigenous issue, that it's, a Black Lives Matter issue. We're saying that this is a people issue. This is something that everybody needs to get behind.
Well, Tomas Lopez, thanks very much for talking with me.
Yes, thank you so much. Have a good one.